Arizona is one of the few states in the country that currently has no limit on how many early ballots an individual can deliver to the county recorder. As a result, many elderly and members of minority communities often entrust their ballots to others to turn in. Matt Roberts is the communication director for the Secretary of State's office.
The permanent early balloting system, which provides early ballots to people to their homes, was certainly designed with the United States Postal Service in mind. Anytime a live ballot is in anyone else's hands, that's a concern for elections officials.
But Sam Worsinski, the executive director of the Arizona Advocacy Network, says with post offices closing statewide, early ballot voting is becoming more difficult.
In 2014, there were nearly 3,000 ballots in four counties that arrived after Election Day through the mail system.
Under the legislation, ballots returned in bulk would still be processed, but the person dropping them off could be prosecuted for a felony. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.